We're learning this maimer on Bitochen and Hishtadlus from the Chalban. I was lucky to meet him in Eretz Yisrael for the first time. That was something. And I told him that I'm learning this sefer, and Yeshiva learning the other sefer. He was very excited about that. And he gave a big bracha for us. So the bracha is not just to learn, but to try to live this way. We're trying to understand, in the context of the story of Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, we're trying to understand what exactly is the sheer hishtadlus that a person should make vis-a-vis the requirement to trust in Hashem. And we saw what appeared to be conflicting chazals way back months ago. Conflicting chazals. And what we have been learning in the past few weeks is the mahalach of the Abarbanel, which is summed up really on top of this page. That's where we ended last week, right on top of Tovkuf Mamalef. So look, it's broken. Hashem makes promises, and Hashem doesn't retract. Hashem makes promises. He made promises to Yaakov Avinu, and there's no question that Yaakov Avinu believed. Hashem told him it's going to be okay. And if the tzaddik yachsha, Hashem yachsha by, halezi chasar namuna. And if the tzaddik is worried that Akadosh Baruch Hu is not going to fulfill the promise, that would be chisar namuna. Remember that we learned that when it comes to negative things, threats, if we don't do tshuva, those Hashem, Hashem will happily annul negative decrees, bad decrees. But promises that are good, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps. So if the tzaddik would not believe in the havtocha of Hashem and Hashem's promise, it would be chisaron in emunah, it would be a lack of faith. This is what we were learning a lot about last week. That the tzaddik has to bring himself to a place where it's ki'ilu ein haftacha. It's ki'ilu, he was not told. Ki'ilu, he wasn't given this promise. We spoke a lot about that last week. This is the Abarbanel's mahalach. V'zos k'dei lifo b'chol meretz v'oz. Because Hashem Zbach wants us to use our kaifas, to make every effort we can to do the right thing. And if we were to rely entirely upon Hashem's promises, so then we would just sit back and wait for things to unfold. We're not allowed to do that. We're required to make a hishtadlus. We have to do our best over here in this world, in our lives, without our efforts being weakened because of our belief in Hashem's promise. Now we have to learn more about this. It's hard to understand. Otherwise, many people will ask the question. It's a very, very important question, and it's discussed at length in this farm. But when we were kids, we were never told about this. Like, why do I have to daven to Hashem? Hashem knows exactly. Hashem's going to give me what he thinks I should get. It's one of the big questions. Everybody's thought about that. Like, what am I? Like, why daven? Why don't I just say, Yamali Hashem Mishalas Libi L'Tayim? I'm in your hands. You definitely know what's best for me. I don't know what's best for me. I could be even asking for things that are terrible for me. So, let's just forget about the davening. And just, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, do whatever you think is best. In the end, aren't you going to do that anyway? What's best? It's not what you believe in. What I need. So, why daven? What's the holy niftil? It's a big question. It's part of what we're talking about. Davening is a hishtadlus that we make. That Hashem wants us to make that hishtadlus. He wants us to invest without tefillos. But it's confusing. It's difficult to understand. In other words, when we are crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're begging Hashem for help, that's the hishtadlus that He wants us to make. He wants us to make that hishtadlus. Hashem has promised each and every one of us that he takes care of us, he knows what's best for us, that he's completely in charge of our lives, so why would we need to, what's the point of making the shtabas? Like, why daven? Why cry? Why beg? Just do whatever you think is best. So this is one of the hardest, if to be careful, you're going to mix up the page. There are two pages, take two, because that's probably they're collated. This is one of the hardest balancing acts of life. The meaning of sitting back and understanding that everything is in Hashem's hands and allowing Him to take care of it. And it's not up to me, the chlal. On the other hand, you're telling me that you want me to work, you want me to daven, you want me to beg, you want me to feel ki'ilu, this all depends on me. And if we go too much, Rabbi Nosson in Lukudei Lachas has a Torah on this, if we go too much to the right side and we say, everything is up to Hashem anyway, why get all upset? Like, why bother? Why do anything? So then a person won't do anything. He'll just sit, he won't do anything. On the other hand, if a person goes too much to the other side, to the left side, that it's totally up to me, and that Hashem's not doing it for me, it's my inyan, it's totally my inyan, that's also not a kalacha. So this is what's tricky. It's really everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the tzaddik lifts himself, and Hashem wants us to do this, to bring ourselves to a place where it's kilu not entirely up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that's bechira. As we are learning, I Hashem knows what's going to be, and Hashem knows the outcome of our decisions. Our avayda is not to go to that place that Hashem knows the outcome. That's not our inyan. We don't understand it. Our inyan is bechira chavshis. Part of our bechira means that we make the shtadlus to daven, to daven, to daven, and we keep on davening, and that's our shtadlus. That's one type of shtadlus. Now, we need to learn more about this to understand this. And Mitzvah will talk about how that works with davening too. I just wanted to bring this up now because davening raises this question. It raises the question, like, why am I bothering? Anyway, God's going to do what He wants. It's up to God. And it can't be that I change His will. And if it's a matter of what He knows in advance, He knows that I'm going to daven also. Or that I'm not going to daven. So there's Bitachon, trusting that everything is God, and there's Hishtadlus. This is, we have a lot more to go, but this is the issue, this is the problem. What he's saying about Yaakov Avinu is that, of course, Yaakov Avinu trusted, believed in Hashem's promises. But the avoid of Yaakov Avinu was not to be in that place, but to be in the place of what do I have to do? What God does, that's His inyan. What do I have to do? Part of this is the inyan of Anava, of humility. Being able to come to this requires great humility. That's what we're up to. Ha'anova shel kadosh shel Yisrael. Reinu em kein perish shel divrei ha-medrash. We've been trying to understand the medrash. She'ein ha-toch le-tzadik ha-olam hazeh. That the tzaddik has to feel ki'ilu, there are no promises at all. It's up to me. I have to work at this. Na'isev b'inyan zeh perish acher she'mushrosh b'midas ha-anova shel ha-tzadik. It's important to add another explanation of this medrash, Ein Havtoch LeTzadikim V'Olam Hazeh, by talking a little bit about the subject of Anava, humility. The humility, the Midah of Anava. Anava by the Tzadikim, the Midah of Anava. Shehinei Tchushas HaNefesh HaBesisa Shel HaTzadikim. The most basic character trait. The most basic midah of the tzaddikim, and the most basic tchusha means the most basic feeling, a sensitivity, hergish that a tzaddik has, is bittul muchlat klap yekesh baruch hu. That he's completely bottled to Hashem. Bittul muchlat yekesh baruch hu. It's not me, it's Hashem. Everything's Hashem. And whatever Hashem says. Vayinu, she'ein he machzikim me'atzmo klal v'ikeh. The tzaddikim don't hold from themselves klal v'ikeh. Now, we're going to see, those words, the way we say that in English, hold from oneself. Those are tricky words also. Could it be that the Baruch Hu does not want us to hold from ourselves? What would have been if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't, like they use that in the yeshivish English, what would be if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hold from himself? What if he didn't hold from himself? He never would have been able to go to Har Sinai. He never would have been able to say to Hashem, if you don't forgive them for the Chet Egel, you could erase my name from your book. So then he said, oh, so I guess he did hold from himself. So, Moshe Rabbeinu held from himself because he knew who he was. But he didn't hold that it was from himself who he was. He knew who he was. He held from himself. He held from himself. But the Torah says he was the, Chalban's going to explain this, but the Torah says he was the most humble person in the world. The most humble person in the world. So Aniva's another humility. You have to be very careful not to hold from oneself. Not to hold from oneself. It's not the way it's understood. So what does it mean? If we translate that, it means they machzik and then hold from themselves. But Avraham Avinu says, I'm dust and ashes. That sounds like he doesn't hold from himself. I'm dust and ashes. Takes us further. I'm a worm. I'm not a human being. We need to understand this. We find that these tzaddikim, the ones that we've just mentioned, and other tzaddikim, all the tzaddikim, they're completely confident in who they are and why they were sent into this world. They're not a bunch of leimachos that no, it's not me, I can't, it's not me, I'm nachnavunish, I'm nothing, I'm nobody. That's not how the tzaddik lives. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in our generation, Rav Moshe was the humblest tzaddik, Rav Moshe Feinstein. But oy vavoy, anybody who started up with him in halacha, did you see? He was a lion. Started up, meaning he held from his views in halacha, and he wasn't afraid of anybody. When he had the big machlokes with the Satmar of, then a few machlokes in halacha in Yonim. One of them was the height of the mechitza. It's a famous thing. So there's a relative of mine who told me that he knew one of the dayanim of the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe had a very strong shita that the mechitza has to be so that you can't see anybody. And the mechitza was makel that it's okay if it goes a certain height. Whatever, 5 feet it was makel. And the Satmar Rebbe was with this five runners. And everybody was afraid of the Satmar Rebbe, you know. That Rav Moshe wasn't afraid. He loved him, he respected him, but he wasn't afraid. And this relative of mine told me that when the Satmar wrote his opinion and he stayed and he wrote on it to give to the center of Moshe, and he got his bezin together to take this to Rav Moshe. And the Satmar Rebbe said to his bezin to go from Williamsburg to the Lower East Side. That's a 50-minute walk. But he sent the guys, he sent these Talmid Chacham, the big Talmid Chacham from his bezin. Each one is a world-class Talmid Chacham. He sent them to go. Satmarov told him, just give him the paper, don't discuss it with him. And Satmarov, don't discuss him, because Satmarov says he'll make you. Don't discuss it, that's between us. You just give him the paper. And was, I'm telling you right now, he'll be embarrassed if you start with him. He's not going to. Rav Moshe was giant. He wasn't afraid. The same Rav Moshe, though, when it came to Nonoch Heveru, I heard this myself from somebody from that was in Yeshiva by Rav Moshe and MTJ, that Rav Moshe for years refused that they shouldn't put his office. He didn't want to be any different than the rest of the Yeshiva, and he didn't allow any air conditioner. And this goes back. He didn't allow any air conditioner in the office. So at some point it was already the years ago. At some point. They didn't bother asking him. They went ahead. and they put in his office, they put in Eitan. Rav Moshe used to, usually he would learn, he would sit mostly sat in front of the Midrash, but sometimes he had to have conversations and he sat in the office. And they put in an air conditioner. Rav Moshe was upset, but they put it in already, so they didn't take it out. So this person told me that it was a very hot day, and there was no air conditioning in the Beis Medrash. So he told me that, I don't know if it was him with another guy, I don't remember who they were, but they went to Rav Moshe's office, the only place that was air conditioned, so unbelievable, so they looked in, they opened the door a little bit, and Rav Moshe wasn't there. So they went into the office, and he put his feet up on Rav Moshe's desk, and it was like he was just resting because it was air conditioned. It was a very hot day, and he was just like, was a machai. So he seemed like that for like half hour. He's come out in the air conditioning room, and the door opens, and Ramesha finds me. Ramesha came in, and he said to Ramesha, "Oi, oi, I'm shulding, I'm sorry. And Ramesha went running out. He ran after me, obviously, they should be. That's what Ramesha finds. But it wasn't like he had to, like, it was like an act. That's who he was. He was Mamish Ofer Ve'ef. Ramesha was Ofer Ve'ef. He didn't hold from himself, Ramesh. But what he was sent to do in the world, that God gave him to do, and God told him to do, he was a lion, Ramesh a lion. He wasn't afraid from anybody. And he would hold on to it. He wasn't afraid. It's not a steer. He says, Avram Avinu lo yashav beisa behichove. What do you think? Avram Avinu was hiding in his basement someplace. He was afraid to go outside. Avram Avinu is dust and ashes. But Avram Avinu was like a nobody. Eli yotze keneged olam kulo, but is a gvur. The same person who said I'm dust and ashes was Avram Ivri. Avram Ivri means he stood up to the whole world. Right? The whole world was me'eva echad. He stood up to the whole world, and he said to the whole world, he said, "You're wrong. You're wrong. Everything is wrong." To the whole world. And he went and he fought the Muhammad with the kings, the whole world. He said, "You're all wrong." Alamach doesn't do that. Alamach says, "I don't know. You're right. I don't know." That wasn't Avraham Avinu. He told the whole world, "You're wrong." And he went and he was smashing his father's avodah zarah. Because he knew very well. He believed in 1000%. The powerful shlichus that was put onto his shoulders, and he was sent into this world. To establish a nation, that's going to get busy with fixing the world. Same thing by Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew what he was sent there for. Moshe Rabbeinu did the greatest things. Also, the humblest person in the world. David HaMelech, Yodah Heitev Shuh Melech. David HaMelech was not only was he a king, he was a powerful king. Also, he wasn't afraid of anybody. The Darish is quite Hamalchus. And not only that, one of the last things he said was that, you know, he took revenge against his enemies. I mean, again, within Halacha and how that was. But he wasn't like it was to make sure that Hashem's malchus would be intact. He wasn't afraid. Kel nekomas Hashem, kel nekomas Ifir. He wasn't afraid. Kavod malchus. Lo zilzel ba'atzmoy lesnai kitay lazu kibazui am. He wasn't a zalzel in himself. You know, we find him dancing in front of the Aron, and Michal got upset about that. But David HaMelech held himself In the position of Malchus, and all the halachas of Kavod Malchus. Kavod Malchus didn't go like a nobody. Im kein, Ech nitan liyashav v'shnei estadim alalu. How do we understand by each of these tzaddikim, whose trademark was humility? How do we understand the Malchus on the other? How do we understand the Malchus? Mitzad echad anav muflagis mamish. On the one hand, extreme humility. On the other hand, hakara brura betafkidam, a clear recognition and understanding of their responsibilities, ubegavus nishmasam, and they understood the greatness of their nishamas. David HaMelech understood that he was king, and if you're going to go against him, you're married to Malchus, you're going to get killed. Dovnov didn't say you can go against me. Who am I after all? I'm a worm. I said I'm a worm. So why can't you be king? That's not what we see. That wasn't Dovnov Melech. And the great responsibility of the shlichus that they had in the world. Elo, we understand, of course, midas hanova amitis, that the true mida of hanova of humility, and then the his kachashus adam lekaychus hakadosh baruch hu nosan by. It's not that a person denies the kaychus that God gave you. It's not to deny, to make believe that you don't have those kaychus. Midas hanova and ena asiya sheker ba'atzmai. Anova does not mean to lie to yourself or to lie to other people about who you are. Lahagid almailus shashem nosen bay. When you know within yourself that you have certain kaiches, certain qualities, and to make it ki'ilu ain in themselves, but ki'ilu you don't have those kaiches. Ki'ilu you don't have those kaiches, to make believe that you don't have, you have those kaiches. And if Hashem gave you those kaiches, it's because you were sent with a shlichus to do something, and that's why you were given these custom designed shlichus to carry out what you need to in the world. Adam sheyesh bechachma, a person who has chachma, ein tzarach kedei lagil anova, for him to be humble, it doesn't mean less kachish ela, to deny that he's smart. But the Vilna Gaon should have said, no, I'm not really as smart as you think. I'm not really as smart. That's not how he acted or any of the tzaddikim. You don't deny it. Ulus akesh, and to be stubborn, kilu hatipesh uksil, kilu is dumb. To make yourself like you're dumb. Midas hanava halachas besmidas and midas ha'emes. The mida of hanava always is connected to the mida of emes. We see this by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yaakov, by Dovra Malchut, the tzaddikim that we're talking about now. Bishrat. By Avraham Avinu also. Anova goes with Amos. Ein bashkarim klal. Anova is not dishonesty. Humility does not mean dishonesty. It doesn't mean misrepresentation of who you are. It's not a lie. Gam lo hiskachus lemailus Hashem nasa. Not to deny the milas that God gave you. The mida of humility goes with full truth, with emes hashleima. Not a half truth. Behind him. Shloi zubilvad shodim tzarach lios amiti ulahakishesh by milas. Not only does the person have to be honest and to recognize, to identify the milas that he has, to see the good in him and his milas and his kaiches. Elulahakimi oimek levavo. But he has to also recognize in the depths of his heart. Shakol ma sheyesh by enenu klal me'atzma. That's the key. That he has gevaldige kaiches, tremendous kaiches. But he didn't make these things inside of himself. He didn't make these things. Hashem did. It's not me'atzma. And if anything, it's only to try to work with the koiches, the kishroinus that Hashem Shabbat gave me. And the birchas Hashem alav. If humility would mean looking at yourself like you're nobody, and that off of Eifer means I'm taka off of Eifer, I'm dust and ashes, then kadem kol nobody would ever do anything. And also, people would not be filled with the most important mida, which is hakaras hatayif, to be grateful to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Where a person could say, I want to thank you, Baruch Hu, that you gave me this koyach, you gave me this kishon, so that I can carry out your will. And I appreciate that you gave me this kishon, that you gave me this skill, this talent, this koyach. I appreciate that you gave this to me. It's from you, and I appreciate that you gave it to me. The most basic mida, the most important mida is hakaras hatayif. If a person sees himself as being nothing, then what's he thankful for? You gave me nothing, I'm a nothing. I'm nobody.
Rabbi just gave an example last year about Shavuot time of Harsinai.
Yeah.
He said that Harsinai, if it was the most humble, it should have been
a valley.
A valley.
What Tzaddikim say? The Kotzke said, that Sinai got the Torah, right? The other mountains, our children come back with their cartoons from school, right? The other mountains are big shots. And Sinai is a humble little mountain. So the Chazaka, that's the Indian of humility, that was the quality that was necessary to receive the Torah, then the Torah should have been given not in Sinai, it should be given in a valley. In a valley, in a pit, in a hole, 50 feet under. So the Kosky said, that's not the pshat. It means a mountain, under mountain. The humility of Hasinai is that Hasinai was Dovuk to Hashem. And understood that whatever I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't need to be a nobody. It needs to be a mountain. But everything is from Hashem. El Bebech is Hashem alav. Ein lo bailus al shum maila. Therefore, whatever mailas I have, Hashem could take them away from me. Hashem could take the mile away from me. You see that you have a person that could be a genius, and then the Lo Aleinu has become senile. He has dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever. Loses everything. In lo bailus al shum maila, the shum bracha Hashem nosen bai. What Hashem is giving you is a bracha. He gave you the bracha. Next page. He gave Tavkuf Mem Beis. He gave you the bracha, and he could take it away from you. Tavkuf Mem Beis, and he could take it away from you. It's a gift. Use it, and you have to use it well, and use it in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it can be taken. Whom he said, "Atzmo klei kibul reik mamish." When Avraham Avinu said that I'm dust and ashes, he was saying, I'm holding myself out to you, and I'm an empty kli, just to receive your brachas. That's all. I myself am empty. See, it's beautiful when you give a svadi a bracha, he always, they hold their hands like a cup in front. When they go for brachas, the svadim, they hold their hands to receive the bracha. You have to say, I don't have anything of my own. I'm just trying to receive. I don't have anything of my own. I'm just grateful for whatever I've been given, and I'm trying not to lose it. Everything that he has is from Hashem. Midas Anava. This Midah of Anava, of humility. He hakaris amitsiyas al amitasa. Anava, people tend to think of Anovim as humble people, as being detached from reality. It's being like lo yuslachs, like they don't have confidence and they don't have, and they're detached from reality. That's absolutely not true. It's just the opposite. Midas Anov hiakaras hametzias al mitasa. It's recognizing reality al amitasa, the true reality. Umahi amitas hametzias, and what is the true reality? She'ein od milvado. Everything is from Hashem. Yeah, for those people who get confused when they read, let's say, Rabbi Nachman, and they say Rabbi Nachman speaks about the Tzaddik Emes, about himself, as the true Tzaddik. And the people get, these people that are not familiar with the Svar Makadosh, they get all worked up when they see that. But I've had so many people that said to me like this, some yeshiva guy, so he reads something from Rabbi Nachman about the Tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman himself, and he says, this proves that he's not a Tzaddik. If he says he's a Tzaddik, it proves that he's not a Tzaddik. How do you begin to talk to such a person? It's a complete misunderstanding of what Anivus is. Rabbi Nachman wasn't saying that this is something I've accomplished. Nachman is saying that Nachman's, when he says, I'm the Tzaddik Amiti, he's recognizing that the Mitzvah was that he was the Tzaddik of the Dor, and that he is Tzaddik Amiti, and that he was given these characters by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he's totally uninhibited about saying it. You see, we don't talk like that. We would never talk like Rabbi Nachman. We would say, no, really, someone says, pays you a compliment, says, you know, Jeff, like the best, you're the best in the business. Never met anybody. I said, no, please, no. What you mean to say by that is, I mean, Jeff, but I mean, what you mean to say is, no, there are some other people that are better. maybe 50%, 80%, but you're overdoing it. So that's anivus, because Jeff says, no, I'm not really not the highest, I'm, you know, average, a little bit above, I'm not the highest. So that's what we think. That means to be an anivus. That's b'chol not true. If the case was that Jeff was the number one guy in the business, in America or something, anivus would mean, thank you. A person compliments you and says, you know, you're the number one guy in the business. So the response to that would be not, no, it's not true. That's sheker. If it's sheker true, it would be a lie to say that I'm not. So what would be the truth? The truth would be to say, thank you. It's true. Thank you. However, it must be clear to you. I must make it clear to you that that's not me. Thank you. You're complimenting me, but you should speak to the one who made me. Lech le'uman she'asa'ani, like it says in the Gemara, the Rabbi Lozab Reb Shimon. Lech le'uman she'asa'ani, go speak to the one who made me. Thank you for the compliment, but you should be paying compliments to the Borei Olam. That's all. I am the number one guy in the business, but that's not me. It's not me. You got the wrong guy. I mean, you got the right guy, because I was sent here to do something, I'm trying to do it. Ma'ashivlach, what should I give you? Hakol shalach, everything is Hashem's. That's the emes. So Rabbi Nachman says that you need to come to the tzaddik. You need to come to see the tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah. You have to come to the tzaddik. He was talking about himself. You think there's not to say, how does he say that about himself? How can he call himself a tzaddik? Because that was the emes. That's the evidence. The fact that it wasn't him, and it was everything Smakash Baruch Hu, meant that he wasn't showing off. He was, if anything, he was speaking about Smakash Baruch Hu, not about himself. But the truth is, you have to come to the tzaddik, Rosh Hashanah. You have to come to the tzaddik. That's the evidence. That's the evidence. That's the truth. That's the metzias. Anava and emes always go together. Always go together. And if they don't, then it's not just that we're being dishonest, but we're not going to carry out what we need to in this world. We're not going to accomplish what we need to. So, one second. Mahi amitas amitsias, she'ein od mevadam. Everything is God. V'yiz baruch yotzav arsa hakol, and Hashem created everything. Ve'enonu me'atzmeinu, ela ofer ve'efer. Ma'atzmeinu on our own, of a vayfer, dust and ashes, rake, ba'ayin, empty, nothing. Ma'oshivloch shakol shalach. What should I give? What can we even give back to Hashem? Everything. What are we going to give something back to Him? Everything is hakol. Everything is yours. The gamani shalach, the chalamoisai shalach. Like we say, it's printed in the Siddur Manyantiv, like to say by Duchnin. I belong to you. Even my dreams are yours. My whole life is you. I have nothing of my own. Dornal says, "Vani only the avion, only the avion, totally impoverished." See, here you have a man that's walking around in the most expensive suit in the world. Dornalach, the most expensive suit. He has the most beautiful clothing, and he's wearing a crown, a beautiful, beautiful crown with jewels, whatever. And he's saying, Ani ve'evyon. I'm impoverished. I'm poor and impoverished. Elokim chushali. What do you mean? If you're so poor, why are you dressed that way? It's not a stira. Vani, David Mel says, Vani tamid imach. Achaz to biyad yemini. David Mel says, Hashem, I'm always with you. You hold my right hand. You're always holding my right hand, Adonai says. Everything is you. Mi liba shamayim, ve'im chalei chafatzti ba'aretz. I have nothing else in heaven, and there's nothing that I want on earth. There's only you. Sur levavi, the rock of my heart, ve'chelki elokim lo'olam, and my portion elokim lo'olam. Hanav einan hiskach hashus lemailas v'kesherenish hashem v'chanan asadam. Humility does not mean to deny the milus and the talents and strengths and skills that Hashem has given the person. And that means emes, and it means complete and total attachment to Hashem. Everything is God. To be close to God, that's anava. Which is expressed through this deep awareness and understanding. Everything I have, whatever I am and everything that I have, is not mitzidi. It's not me. It's not for me. Vani mitzad atzmi, efes efes. Mitzad atzmi, nothing. Afer ve'efer. This is the opposite of the chachmei umas ha'olam, of the smart people who are not humble. But either they're outright conceited, or their humility is humility of saying humility of sheker. Humility is with emes. Nothing. Now we understand that the closer somebody comes to Hashem, the closer he recognizes that Hashem is everything. He benefits from receiving the shefa. That same person is an oymed. He stands before Hashem. Umake esar musa b'shal musa. Since you're closer, the closer you are, the greater you see Hashem is, and the more you recognize your nothingness. The more you see His greatness, and the more you recognize and accept your nothingness. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was the closest person in the world to Hashem. And because he was so close to Hashem, it was so clear to him that it's not him. Because of his greatness, because he was so close to Hashem, he understood that it's not him in the clearest way. Umake Yosef Yosef, and turn the page over. Yosef Yosef. The closer you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you recognize the uvda, the fact that ein oid mevada mamish, that is, everything is Him. The result of that is that if everything is Him, it becomes clearer and clearer to you that you're nothing, that it's not you. What he says, what I'm trying to say is that the more a person rises in Kedusha, meaning the closer he gets to Hashem, his way of seeing things is more penetrating and deeper. And he begins to understand that there's no reality other than God. Everything is from Hashem. Everything is Hashem. And he's more and more humble. Turns out that the more that a person recognizes Hashem's blessings and appreciates the wealth that Hashem gives him and all the good things in his life that Hashem pours upon him, and that brings him closer and closer to Hashem, and he gets more and more connected to Hashem. Kachu nasa onav ushval berach yoiser. He becomes more and more humble. The closer you are, the more humble you are. Vezuma losam shel kadosh Yisrael. And this is the greatness of Kedosh Yisrael, of our tzaddikim. Every story about Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, about Rav Moshe, about the Rebbe Zusha, about Rabbi Tzvi Worker, all the tzaddikim. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of stories. But that's the siman of the tzaddik. The one who is so close to God that it's so clear to him that everything is God. That it's not him. So my loss from Shakadesh Yisrael, Rosh Alfa Yisrael, Havaseinu Ugdaleinu. That's the trademark of our tzaddikim, of our gedolim, of our ancestors. Shekechol shenisvasva lehem gedula. The more gedula they have, the greater they are. Kain iktinu atzmam oid v'oid. So they made themselves smaller and smaller. Because the greater brachas they received, the closer they got to Hashem, the smaller, the more they recognize man's insignificance, man's emptiness, man's nothingness, and how everything is God. Kach oimer ha-medrash. And this is what it says beferish in medrash. Hashem speaking about Am Yisrael. And he says, loy merubchem mikol ha-amim. Not because you're the biggest and the most populated of all nations. Dorash Rabbi Elazar ben Yishev Yisrael HaGlili said a drasha. May dechsev loy merubchem mikol ha-amim. What does the pasuk mean? Amakash Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Choshek ani bachem. I have a tremendous desire for you, a love for you. Shafil b'shor shani mashpil lachem gedula. Even when I have lifted you up and made you into the most choshev of people in the world, and I gave you the Torah and made you and brought you close to me, and I have given you all of this gedula, your reaction is atem mematim atzmchem. It makes you feel smaller and smaller. Again, it doesn't mean it makes you lose your confidence. That's absurd. It doesn't mean the whole business over here about self-esteem. It doesn't mean it's building up or losing your self-esteem. Atem mematim atzmchem. Nasati gedula l'avram. I gave greatness to Avraham Avinu. I made Avraham Avinu the Nasi Elokim, the biggest person, the richest person in the world. Omar Vanochi Avaveifa. It's because he was so great, and because he understood that Hashem was the one who was giving him those brachas. The closer he got to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more he realized Anochi Avaveifa, I'm dust and ashes. Nasati Gedula L'Moshe L'Aharon. I gave greatness, power and authority and so on to Moshe and Aaron. Amru, they say, v'nachnu ma, who are we? Nesati gedulu l'David. I gave greatness to David HaMelech. Omar, he says, v'anuchi salah, so le'ish, I'm a worm, I'm not a person. Aval oyu de'alilim, einen kein. But by going, it's not like this. Nesati gedulu l'nimrod. I made Nimrod into a powerful and rich person. Amar nivne lanu ir. He decides, let's build a city to rebel against God. Nivne lanu. Everything is me, mine. The world is mine. He wants to take over the world. He wants to defeat God. Nivne lanu ir. Leparo amar mi Hashem Hashem b'kaylai. He gave a position of greatness to Paro, and Paro's reaction to that is what? Mi Hashem Hashem v'Kayla. Who is God that I should listen to? Mi Hashem Hashem v'Kayla. The Sancheiriv. Hashem built up Sancheiriv and made him powerful. Amar mi b'chol Elokei ha'aretz ha'sa'ela. Elohei ha'aretz ha'sa'ela. Asher etzilu ha'aretz ha'miyadi. Who among all the gods could save your land for me? For me. This is what we see by the Umas Ha'ilam, by those of theirs who become great, who become famous and great. It doesn't make them more humble, it makes them bigger balagayda. Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm going to go on the clouds, I'm higher than the clouds. L'chir Malach Tzur, Amar, Elani, Ma'ishev Elokim Yashavti, I'm God. I sit in God's chair. Now people don't talk like that anymore, so it's a little bit it's a little bit, it sounds a little bit funny to talk that way. Maybe President Obama a little bit like that. Sounds a little bit like that. But a normal person is more careful to hide. They think that, but they don't say that. The chiddush of Obama is he talks like that. Since power and sincheir, there haven't been so many like until Obama that talks like that himself. And even when he's not saying the words, like you see, and then his whole feeling about himself the way he is something which is power of the Mechanetzar, all the Rishoyim. The greater they are, and the more powerful they are, the further away they are from God, the more convinced they are that they're God. The more convinced they are of their own greatness. It's the opposite of the tzaddikim, of Avraham Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu, and Moshe Avinu, and David HaMelech. The opposite. Rei Megadol Tomim v'Medrash. This medrash that we just learned is very deep. V'hu ha'uvda sh'am Yisrael mu'uchadim u'mukashorim b'Hashem Yisbach Mamish. So Hashem says that we're the most humble people in the world. It's a siman that we're the most attached to Him. Because Am Yisrael is bound to Hashem, we're the closest to Hashem, therefore we know that it's not us. We recognize that it's not us. You know the famous joke that they say about there's some little rabbi or something, some almost whatever it is, and he talks about that, I'm nothing, I'm worthless, I'm nobody, and then there's somebody there in the Bes Medrash that's crying and saying I'm nothing, I'm worthless, and the rabbi says, look who thinks that he's nothing, right? Look, the whole Indian of saying I'm nothing, I'm worthless, and the joke, of course, is just I'm the biggest bug I've. And if anything, I'm trying to win more votes by saying how I'm nothing. That's why you'll see that Obama is a murdik balgaiva. It's coming, it's oozing out from his big ears. It's a big balgaiva. That when he tries to make ke'ilu, he's an onav, how it sounds. So sometimes there'll be something he'll talk about, try to make it seem like he's like one of the regular people, like one of the regular, he likes to say folks. Even the way he uses the word folks. Like to make himself like he's an onav. That itself is oozing with gaiva. Everything's gaiva, all gaiva. It's all about you. It's all about you. And but the godless that you have in the world is about you. That's the opposite of the tzaddikim. The humility of the tzaddikim and of Am Yisrael is that because of our closeness to Hashem, it's obvious to us that it's not about us. It's obvious that it's not us. It's obvious that everything's a kosher baruch. U'kechol shemushpas aleim habrocha. Therefore, the more brachas that Hashem gives us, so instead of making us into bigger baligaiva, instead of making us more and more conceited, the more brachas we get, the more humble we are. U'kechol shemushpas aleim habrocha. The more bracha we receive, Kain heim isvadim yosef yosef el Hashem isbach. The closer we are to Hashem. And we're mevatel ourselves more and more. Because every bracha we understand, all of the brachas we understand is being a gift from Hashem. Everything is Hashem, it's a gift from Hashem. So I get closer and closer to Hashem. I mevatel myself more and more. The more He gives me, the more I mevatel myself. Because it's not me, it's not about me. So everything that He gives me is a gift. It's a totally unwarranted, undeserved gift that He's giving me. We see that the way it works in the world usually is that when somebody becomes like a sar or god, reaches some position of power of authority over other people, so he becomes inflated with his gaiva, and he is obsessed with his own chashivas. And he gets fatter and fatter from the cover that he's getting, all the honor that he's receiving. Gets fatter and fatter. every single piece of cover that he gets confirms how great he is. Confirms how great he is. The kafan amaitzim bekerav umas ha'olam. This we see by the nations of the world. Shekhechol she'adam bal sroriya. He said that the more powerful the person is, the bigger his position, kain apa in muram yoyseh. So too, he holds his nose up. V'darish shekol b'nei teva yakirus yikara hadras kevodai. And he demands that everybody in the world recognizes his greatness, his kavod. V'umei ha'noyeg shebo'olam. And therefore, it's the custom of the world, the way of the world. That the higher person rises on the totem pole of power and authority in his position, so too the gaiva climbs up together with him. It gets higher and higher. So too the gaiva becomes stronger and stronger. The conceit becomes stronger and stronger. Lumazais. On the other hand, on the moitzim etzli yisal kedoshim, as a hepechakom of the opposite, kechol sha'olim la'ela, kechol sha'olim la'ela. When Am Yisrael, when Jews are ascending to a higher madrega, ela svidim asher Hashem karet to be a tzaddik, one of the tzaddikim that Hashem is calling out to. Sorry, kedosh el yoinim. On the moitzim yoyse v'yoyse as midas anov. The greater the person, or the malach, the bigger the anov, the malachim are mevatel themselves. Why are the malachim mevatel themselves every minute? Because they're close to Hashem. You don't find by the malach, that he's making speeches about himself. The malach is oin is oinim be'aim of oinim be'ira, oinim be'aim of oinim be'ira, oinim be'aim of oinim be'ira. They're in a place of bittel to Hashem. Why? Because the malach is so close to Hashem. So because of the Malach's closeness to Hashem, he recognizes more than anybody that it's not about me. We find, therefore, the greater the tzaddik, the bigger the person, therefore we find the greater the anava, the more the humility. So the place that you might find gaiva is by, you could sometimes find by some, you know, a little Talmud Chacham, but by the great Talmud Chacham, they're like off of Eish. People get mixed up because sometimes the great tzaddikim, they talk in a way like of bittul, like especially the Ragachapa was mevatel everybody else in their learning. But the Ragachapa, the same thing like Rabbi Nachman, didn't hold it was him. It wasn't about me. The Hashem gave the Ragachapa a mind that was a chiddush, that wasn't such a mind in many, many, many thousands of years, such a mind like that. Gave him a mind. No gaiva metapesis b'mas derainus nehechal Hashem. It's not that gaiva is climbing higher and higher on the steps of God's place. Ela invas tzedek v'shiflus ruach. The greater the person is, the more humility. The closer he is to Hashem, the more he realizes that it's all Hashem, not me. Ad shadenei ravenei rabban shakol anavim ha'ishu b'nei ra'im himna ha'isa daito shvele ya'olav yoysem he'ava mitzvam shem chuslamach. I don't think we have that. There's nobody in the world who's a balanova like Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody. Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, "Daito shveila alav." Moshe Rabbeinu, you can come to his office, to Moshe Rabbeinu's office, or Moshe Rabbeinu will come into his office and see you with your feet up. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Oh." But the same Moshe Rabbeinu, if Hashem says, "I'm going to wipe out the Jewish people," Moshe Rabbeinu stands up and says, "Yeah, then you have to take me." That's what he said. "Yeah, you want to fight? Fight with me." The same Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's not me. It's not a steal. It's exactly the point. Because of his closeness to Hashem, he understood that everything is from Hashem. And Hashem, you appointed me to be the leader of the Jewish people. I'm not going to watch them go down like this. I'm not watching them go down. And I know that you gave me these koiches to lead. And you gave me the ability, and you appointed me as the shlich to defend my people. Therefore, I'm not only defending them against Amalek, I'm defending them against you. Against Hashem, Kidyah. Not to talk like that, but you can't destroy them. Acheni misifecha. Then you could erase me. It's not who am I, what am I. He's ready to fight with the Kodesh Baruch. Because this is what you made me. It's not about me. This is my job. But he himself, it's a So yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're going to stop here. We're Lahar the Boilam Shahir Balanova Kamaisha Venus. So Kamohu and I'll bless. So off the top Kuf Mendal, make a note.